Title: Fashionista's Guide to Bankruptcy, What Every Designer Needs to Know to Be Protected in Times of Economic Uncertainty. Content: This post originally appeared on the Council of Fashion Designers of America website, CFDA.com. Before the COVID-19 outbreak, fashion retail already faced difficult times with numerous bankruptcies, such as Barney's, Sonia Rykiel, Roberto Cavalli, and Diesel. Now with COVID-19, fashion retail confronts a perfect storm: the hurricane of the disruption of brick-and-mortar retail caused by omnichannel retailing and the nor'easter resulting from the shutdown of all retail stores and lockdown of consumers in the U.S. It is anticipated that retail bankruptcy filings will proliferate in the wake of COVID-19 and, as a result, it is important to have a basic understanding of the bankruptcy process and concepts for fashion businesses, including Chapters 11 and 7, Critical Vendor Status, How to File a Claim, and What Strategies Can Be Used to Sell to an Entity Once It Has Filed for Bankruptcy. U.S. bankruptcy law serves the dual goals of seeking to relieve debtors of certain obligations that they are unable to timely repay by potentially providing a new start from financial difficulties while still addressing the countervailing interests of creditors and other stakeholders in an orderly manner. The U.S. Bankruptcy Code, which sets the ground rules for U.S. bankruptcy proceedings, balances the conflicting interests of the debtor, the party that is the subject of the bankruptcy, trade creditors, to whom the debtor owes varied obligations, and other stakeholders, such as parties who hold equity or other financial obligations of the debtor. Chapter 11. Chapter 11 affords a business debtor the opportunity to remain in business while seeking to adjust its debts, typically by restructuring its obligations via a comprehensive reorganization plan, or alternatively seeking to sell all or part of its assets via a court-approved sale. In the context of a retail bankruptcy, the proceedings may, for example, involve shuttering unprofitable locations, shedding onerous contracts, and/or shifting the focus from brick-and-mortar to online sales. A Chapter 11 case typically begins with the filing of a voluntary bankruptcy petition either in the venue where the debtor is primarily located or in its state of incorporation. The debtor's early filings include schedules of assets and liabilities which purport to, among other things, summarize the nature and status of obligations owed to each vendor. Upon filing the Chapter 11 petition, the company automatically assumes the identity of debtor in possession, DIP, until the debtor's case is dismissed or converted to a Chapter 7 proceeding, liquidation, or a Chapter 11 bankruptcy trustee is appointed by the court. In a Chapter 11 retail bankruptcy, an unsecured creditors committee is often appointed by the United States trustee and typically consists of 5-7 larger unsecured creditors such as vendors and landlords. The committee weighs in on material issues during the proceedings on behalf of the unsecured creditor body. Unsecured creditor recoveries are typically pro rata, and the rates of recovery vary from case to case. Chapter 7. A Chapter 7 bankruptcy proceeding is a liquidation-only alternative. Upon the debtor filing a bankruptcy petition, an independent trustee is automatically appointed. The trustee gathers and sells the debtor's assets and uses the sale proceeds, net of liens, to first pay secured creditors before addressing the administrative costs and claims of unsecured creditors. Chapter 7 liquidations typically result in a very minimal, if any, recovery by unsecured creditors. Bankruptcy issues which retail vendors commonly confront. Critical vendor treatment. A critical vendor in a Chapter 11 proceeding is a party who provides goods or services that cannot be readily or efficiently replaced, and if discontinued, would have a significant impact on debtor's operations. In a retail Chapter 11 case, a critical vendor may include a top fashion, apparel, or beauty brand or company which is a particular draw for the retailer. A debtor must first obtain bankruptcy court approval to deem a creditor a critical vendor and receive permission to pay the creditor's pre-bankruptcy claim early in the case, conditioned that the creditor continue supplying the debtor on the same credit terms as were in place prior to the bankruptcy. While a vendor often would want